This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
Ever feel like you're sharing a bed with a villain from the dark side? Well, it's time to experience the difference. Introducing the OSA, Oral Sleep Appliance. Sleep apnea is a potentially life-threatening sleep disorder characterized by repeated pauses in breathing during sleep. Up until now, sleep apnea has been treated with a machine that leaks, is claustrophobic, noisy, constricting, cumbersome, disruptive, and only treats the symptoms of sleep apnea. The OSA is portable, quiet, easy to wear, easy to care for, and most of all, treats the issue of sleep apnea. Step into the light side today and visit thesleepdifference.com or call 609-400-4556 for more information on this revolutionary solution to sleep apnea. Hashtag sleep more, do more.
What's up, everyone? I'm Von Leek, host of the Stay Woke Podcast, the latest and greatest podcast featuring games, reviews, debates, and interviews. Tune in every week as my guests and I discuss different social issues, as well as what's going on in pop culture, music, and tons more. So, subscribe now. And until then, always remember to stay woke.
This is Artist True from Pen and Pad Creators, and you're now tuned into the Trenton Waves Podcast.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank.
Hello, Frank Sasso here again on another episode of Trenton Waves. We're sitting here this week with a good friend of mine. He's a musician, he's a poet, he's a man, he's a myth, he's a bit of a legend. He is none other than Mr. Michael Jerome. Welcome, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
Hello. Thank you, Frank. Thanks
good
for
to see
having
you, man.
Me. Thank, good to see you.
Looking good. You've been working out?
No.
Oh, I guess not working out is good for you.
I guess so.
It looks good on you.
Unfortunately.
Dude, now we met a while ago in the gym, of all places.
Yes, we did. How many years has it been? Not that many.
Gosh, let me see.
Three?
3 years?
I don't know.
Has it really been
When did you join that particular gym?
Well, here's the thing with me. I don't join gyms.
Right. Well, when did you happen to start showing up?
I started working there, teaching class with Christina.
Right.
I want to say 2015, maybe?
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's right. But you were already there.
I was already there.
Yeah, you were already a member.
I don't remember knowing you that long, but I'm sure I must have, because we're the loudest guys in the locker room.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the other thing. That's what it was. I remember.
We used to scare people.
I was in the locker room, and I heard from the other side of the locker room, you were blowing your nose.
Right.
And if you know Mike, the sound of him blowing his nose, and I'm telling you, it sounds like a trumpeter working out.
A tuba.
A tuba. A tuba?
I think so. It's a low guttural sound.
But it's not like, you know, it's not like a bass sound. It's like a...
It's more of a treble. Okay.
Definitely more treble than bass.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely more treble
than bass. It sounds bass to me when it comes out.
Well, it's in your head.
Right.
So it's, you know, I would think it would sound bassy to you.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in my head. Gotcha, you're
but
right.
But I said that can't be coming out of a human, that noise. So I go to look, and I see Mike on the other end of the room in the locker room. And I said, I got to get to know this guy. Anybody that can blow his nose like that, this got to be interesting. And sure enough, you proved to be interesting.
I didn't know that's how we met, but I'm sure you're right.
Well, that's what got my attention.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, a snazzy-looking dresser, and you're in the cafe there.
Right,
I've seen you around.
So it has been 4 years.
I would say close to 2015.
Close to it.
Yeah, I would say 4 years. That's about right. And then you come up to me, and you said, hey, and we started talking, and you said, hey, can you put me on Spotify, right?
I think so.
Or like iTunes or something.
I think so.
And I'm like, oh, what do you mean? And then you told me you were a musician, the whole thing.
Of course, you told me what you were involved in to begin with. You told me how you designed websites.
Yeah, we were talking, we had coffee and stuff, and that's how we kind of hooked up. Now, you know my wife, Christina.
Of course.
I'm going to ask you a question that she asks everybody.
Okay.
What was your journey to Trenton? Like, did you ever hang out in Trenton growing up? Like, where were you born originally? Where are you originally from?
I was born in Miami.
Were you really?
Yes. And I'm adopted. My parents brought me up here, like, right away.
You're adopted?
Right. It was one of those adopted at the moment You know, it was all set up.
At the moment? What does that mean?
Right, well, you know, soon after, it was all set up.
The adoption was set up.
It was all set up, right.
Well,
right.
Isn't any adoption set up?
I guess so. I don't really
know.
What
do you think? You just walk into somebody's house or something and take the kid and now
well,
you adopted
well,
them?
Well, no. What I'm saying is it was in infancy. In other words, it didn't happen later, you know.
You were adopted as a baby.
Exactly.
Okay.
As a newborn.
Okay. So growing up, did you have any idea you were adopted until they told you?
Well, no, of course not. Then when they told me when I was old enough to understand, I was like, oh, okay, you know.
I see. Okay. So then, and how did you feel about that?
I felt fine. I wasn't one of those people who was going to look up my birth mother because back in the day, if they wanted to be found, you weren't allowed to do it. And when I was old enough and heard that you could find them, I didn't feel like dealing, you know, some things are left.
Yeah, you didn't want to know. You didn't feel like you needed to know them.
No, because if they had reached out to me, I would have been receptive. But the other way around just seems sort of, you know, not a good thing to me for some reason. So
you looking for them?
Yeah.
Because then you don't know if you're putting them on the defensive, you know.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to upset my adoptive parents because they're the ones that raised me, so they're my parents.
Did your parents ever ask you if you wanted to meet your biological parents? They never even brought it up?
No, because you really couldn't do that until, gee, I don't know when you could start doing that, but it didn't really matter to me.
until society deemed it okay.
Until it was deemed okay.
So you were in Miami.
Right.
And then what happened there?
Well, I was brought to, I grew up in Ewing, a suburb right outside of Trenton.
Ewing, West Trenton, sure.
And that was where I grew up, but I knew a lot of people in Trenton.
Yeah.
Because you sort of just knew a lot of people that lived sort of on the outskirts of, the few neighborhoods that were okay,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I don't mean that the way it sounds. I mean,
well, every city was every place has a neighborhood that's great.
Right.
You know, that's every place on the planet,
I think. And that's because, you know, I knew a lot of these kids that were going to private schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we met at like the Jewish Community Center,
right,
or the synagogue.
You're Jewish, you know, I take it.
I am.
Okay.
And that's how we sort of met, you know, sort of met all these people from Trenton. So I've been, you know, coming to places in Trenton.
Where did the music start then?
Music started when I got middle class piano lessons, starting at the age of 9 or mm-hmm. 8. I believe it was probably 1968, something like that. I was in third grade, so I took lessons and I sort of caught the bug, you know,
50 years ago.
Right, really, really caught the bug when I was in high school mm-hmm. and started playing in bands.
Right,
you know, that's sort of what started the journey. Then it was college, with which I didn't stay at for too long, and mm-hmm. then I went to Berklee College of Music, which I stayed at for about a year.
Okay.
And then it was time to go.
Is this like a yearly program kind of thing?
No.
You just went there for a year.
Yeah, I went there for a year, two semesters or three. And, you know, it was time to go out and, you know, start doing my own music on my own.
Right.
And I came back to Trenton, you know, mm-hmm. because that's sort of where I had a home base.
My connections and stuff.
Right.
Relationships.
Right. And that's, you know, sort of what happened until I started doing recordings and stuff like that. So.
Now, City Gardens was a thing.
City Gardens
was
a thing.
That was like a big deal. I wasn't around.
That was like a big deal. I never was in a band that played there.
I was going to say, did you ever play City Gardens?
No, but mm-hmm. I went to City Gardens plenty of times.
Who did you see there? Ramones?
I saw the Ramones, the Edgar Winter Group, Faith No More.
You ever see John Stewart over there?
Never saw John Stewart there. I didn't know. I'm sure I did see him, but I didn't know he was John Stewart then.
Well, he wasn't even John Stewart then. I mean, he was John Stewart, but not the John Stewart we know today.
Yeah, he was John Stewart. I forget what his last name was.
His real last name?
Yeah, his real last name. Stewart's his middle name. I'm trying to think if it was John Stewart Rosenberg or John Stewart Bernstein, something like that. I'm sorry, it's something like that. And of course, Randy Now was a DJ there.
Randy Now, he's over in Bordentown.
He's over in Bordentown,
man cave
now.
In Bordentown,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see, who else did I see there? Black Flag.
Mm-hmm.
that what's his name was in, Henry, well, I forget.
Rollins?
Yeah, Henry Rollins, yes. Is that it? Yeah, Henry okay. Rollins, right. He's the only Henry rock star there is. So, yeah, you're right, Henry Rollins.
But now you're in Trenton now. You live in Trenton.
I live in Trenton now.
Very, very cool. So is Trenton...
Right across from the baseball stadium.
That's right, Trenton Thunder.
In a very cool neighborhood.
Right, two doors down from me.
Two doors down from you.
My next door neighbor, Mike Jerome.
In fact, it was you that turned me on to the apartment. So.
Well, there you go.
I'm easy to get a hold of. You just walk down
two
doors.
You're very easy to get a hold of, yes. The door. Yes, absolutely. So now I have a question. Living in Trenton, is it everything that you thought it would be? As great as a bed?
Oh, it's great. The neighborhood's cool. The neighbors are cool. It's quiet when you're supposed to be quiet.
Well, at least what's cool about our neighborhood is that everybody knows each other.
Right.
We all, you know, keep an eye out for each other.
Right.
And we kind of know each other's kind of routines and stuff, so we know when something's weird.
We know when
something weird is going on. You know?
Exactly.
You know, so it's very, very cool. I think if more people... kind of like, you know, took an interest in somebody else other than themselves, I think they would find that their neighborhood is just as good, if not better.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it definitely is a pleasure having you in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
So let's move on to your music.
Okay.
You just recently completed an album called Design and Sensation, and I believe Scott Miller helped out with that over at Exit 7A Creative Services, as well as Midwatt City, my company.
He did. He was the engineer and producer. Well, yeah. I was the producer, but... he was the co-producer and engineer and the sound technician.
There you go. And so, Newport City, we distributed. So
right.
We all work together. I would like to go through a couple of the tracks, if we can,
okay,
on Design and Sensation so people can get an idea of what it sounds like and the type of, you know, your style of music is called Dramatic Prog.
Right.
Explain that a little bit.
Anything that's keyboard heavy gets deemed as progressive rock. That's sort of become a dirty word because it usually applies to songs that are too long and sort of garish. Like the way it was criticized back in the day was that it was pretentious.
Okay.
You know?
Like an example.
Because it's classically oriented and has a lot of jazz ideas in it, instrumentally more complex than your average 6-chord rock song. An example is the way Yes got criticized after Tales from Topographic Oceans. It had songs that took up a whole album side. Mm-hmm. It was a double album, and there were basically 4 songs on it.
Okay.
So each song was 24 or 25 minutes long.
Wow.
As I remember.
It was
these classically derived long songs. Right. That's the only way to put it.
Right, right.
They were laughing and said, gee, the next thing they're going to do is a version of the Bible if John Anderson says do it.
Well, that's a cool idea.
That's sort of...
I mean, what book would you do? There's so many great books.
Well, that was part of the joke. Is that it's so long and involved. That was part of the joke.
It's compelling to think about.
It's compelling to some people. Some people, it's just too pretentious an idea. Ugh. And at any rate, I'm called Dramatic Prog because I needed something to call the new ideas of keyboard-oriented rock.
Right.
And I thought Dramatic Prog was a good idea.
Dramatic Prog
because more people understand dramatic. And the old prog heads, they'll understand the prog part.
And if you're listening just right now and you don't have any kind of music experience, Dramatic is not a city in Prague, okay? It's not a place in Prague. It's P-R-O-G as in progressive.
It's a neighborhood in Prague, P-R-A-G.
It's a neighborhood in Prague, right?
That's
Dramatic.
That's funny.
Or Dramatique.
Well, that's right. We're on the radio, so they don't see how it's spelled.
Exactly. But that's okay.
Right.
So I would like to go through a couple of these tracks.
Where the hell is Prague? Like Czechoslovakia, right?
Prague, P-R-A-U-G. I don't know where Prague is.
I think it's in Czechoslovakia.
If Christina were here, she would know where Prague
it's
is.
It's in Czechoslovakia.
We should call her up. Let's get Christina on the phone.
Okay.
I'm going to ask her myself. Because she would know. Because I don't know.
All right. Doesn't have any bearing on this, but...
Well, let's just see. Oh, forget that. Forget it.
Okay.
She blew it. I don't know where Prague is. I know it's in Europe somewhere.
It's Czechoslovakia, is it? I'm pretty sure, yeah.
When it comes to stuff like that, I feel like such an idiot. I really do.
No, I'm pretty sure. I'm 99% sure it's Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, but then there's that 1%. Well, you know, that's the one I'm looking at.
It doesn't matter for this.
I guess not.
No.
I hope it is Czechoslovakia. Otherwise, we're both going to look stupid.
It is.
All right, so we're going to go through a couple of tracks. Just kind of find out what you were thinking behind some of these. So let's start with this woman's thread. We're going to start with this one right now. Take a listen.
This has a long instrumental introduction, but it's still going to come in here.
Okay, This Woman's Thread, Michael Jerome.
Yes, that's Talk the first verse and first chorus.
What's this about?
I didn't realize what it was about until I was done writing it.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not the first person I've heard say something like that. What does that even mean? You're writing out lyrics. You're clearly writing out a message. How do you not know what it's about?
Well, it was about a woman to begin with, and then, of course, it was about being a musician and writing a song about fame and what it can do to you.
Right.
You know, just how long will the telephone ring? That's another chorus. Just because fame destroys a lot of people, you know, mm-hmm. like it destroyed Joan Crawford, sort of her personal life. You know, it can step on you if you're not careful.
So you're saying just how long will the telephone ring, as if to say that maybe one day that it's going to stop ringing, people are going to stop calling.
Well, or you're waiting for that phone call to give you the green light that you're actually getting somewhere.
Gotcha, right.
Or, you know, like that. That's sort of where that came from.
That is very dramatic, I got to say.
It is, very
dramatic. The whole dramatic has a lot of heart in it, you could tell.
I want my music and lyrics to give people a movie in their head.
It is cinematic as well.
That's why it's dramatic. I want it to give them a movie in their head. I'm sure I'm probably not the first songwriter who wants to give the audience this journey in their head with visuals.
I don't know. You sound good too.
You know, MTV sort of took away a lot of the ideas that the musicians had because whoever was producing the video sort of got it wrong. Like Dire Straits in that song, you know, the producer thought it was about a football game and it was actually about playing in a band. So it's on one of their later records.
Yeah, you're talking about how MTV kind of changed the playing field for music. You know, if you listen to the episode with Bill Nobbs, he talks about the same thing. Like YouTube has become like the go-to place for musicians now.
Yes, I want people to get their own images in their head from the lyrics and music and not rely on some video producer's idea of what it ought to be. a lot of times it didn't line up with what the bands had in mind.
Right, right.
With the song, really. And, you know, they relied on the video producer no matter what the band said. Like, wow. Well, gee, that's not what the song is about.
I was just
going
to say, it changes the meaning of the song.
It changes the meaning of the song
absolutely.
In a lot of ways.
All right, well, we're going to shift gears a little bit here.
Okay.
And we're going to go right into Pretty Big Boats.
Okay.
Smiling at the sun, holding hands and looking through each other's big brown eyes. And then an eagle, proud and noble, flew down and said, "The moment has arrived. Here they come, pretty big boats, blue and pink and purple and yellow and green, red and white and peach and black and brown, sailing all good people from different worlds to paradise. They're who we are and what we are so good."
Very cool. I like that.
Yes.
Very fun.
Yes.
It's very Yellow Submarine-ish.
Well, the idea that I had for this is that there's a lot of people that are anti-immigration.
Right.
And I agree that the United States has to secure a lot
borders.
Of the people that come here, either borders or through airplane flights. But we're all people who are, if we didn't come by foot, we came by boat.
Right.
A lot of people that are anti-immigrants, well, if they're Native Americans,
right.
that's a fine idea. Mm-hmm. But if you're not, which 99.9% of the people are, you got here by boat.
Sure.
You know, I'm saying, you know, it's who we are, the people who have come here on boats. That's what I thought about.
That's very cool. I really like it, but it has a very, very festival kind of a feeling to it.
It does. It's a happy song.
And you have Trenton's own Tony Goggles on percussion, correct?
That's true.
Tony Goggles was on the show. You guys heard Tony Goggles and Sarah Casey
That's
on
true.
The episode called Are You Offended Yet?
That's true. He did the drumming on everything on this CD.
Tony's a lot of fun. He's a great guy.
He was. He learned quickly. And
he picked up what you were trying to get out there?
He picked it up in a few days and just laid the drums down. That's part of his brilliance.
Tony Goggles, man. Love that guy. Okay, we're going to go into one more track, because I don't want to spoil the release for you. I want you to get the album yourself, and you can enjoy it. It's on Everywhere Albums of Soul, Design and Sensation, Michael Jerome. By the way, Michael Jerome is the white guy. There's a Michael Jerome who's a black guy, and his picture comes up too. So that's a different Michael Jerome. We're not dogging him, though.
He's a drummer, I believe.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's bad. It's just not. If you're looking for this Michael Jerome, Michael Jerome's the white guy with the sunglasses on, and the other Michael Jerome is not.
That's very true.
I mean, that's what it is.
It'd be hard to mix us up in person.
Yeah, that would be the ultimate. If someone thought they were talking to you and they were talking to the other Michael Jerome.
Yeah,
all right.
They're definitely right, Charles.
Let's go into the album title itself, Design and Sensation. It's called Julie Christie Design and Sensation, which we'll get into the name.
Design and Sensation.
We'll get into the name in a minute. Let's just hear some of this. Here we go.
Yes, there's an instrumental at the beginning before the vocals kick in. Thank you.
Right. So that's a pretty long intro.
Very long.
That's like
intro.
An 11-minute song.
Yeah, well, that's why I call it Julie Christie, because it's sort of a tune unto itself, but it happens before Design and Sensation.
How did you come up with the name?
For Design and Sensation?
Yeah, well, Julie Christie / Design and Sensation.
Well, Julie Christie, I always named the instrumental after that actress because I felt she was very inspirational.
Okay.
She made a lot of very important films in the 60s and 70s.
Well, now, when you say important films?
Yes, important films.
Important in the sense of what?
Right, like Darling Shampoo. Important culturally.
Okay.
She was a go-to actress when they wanted to say something important.
Oh, like to get a message out there.
Right. Okay. Right.
And Design and Sensation?
Design and Sensation actually came to me while I was writing some lyrics down at Daddy O's in Long Beach Island when I took myself on a little vacation there by myself. And I was in the restaurant, and the chorus to Design and Sensation actually came to me because I was thinking about, intelligent design, you know, God creating what.
Sure, sure.
And that's where Design and Sensation came from, especially The Sky Opens Up and Design Drops Sensation in Your World. That was the important part of the chorus.
I'm purposely not playing that part because I want people to go and at least go to iTunes and sample the stuff. You can get really an idea of where Mike's coming from. It's very, very, it's good stuff. It's cutting edge, I would say.
Right.
This music is absolutely cutting edge.
You could play a little bit of that, I would think, part of the lyric part
All right.
of it, if you want
Okay.
to.
Okay. All right, podcast. Because, I'm going to treat you. I'm going to be really nice, and I'm going to play a little bit of the Design and Sensation part.
I die inside each time you walk by. I wait for a sign, but it doesn't come. Like a flustered virgin, you have a right to know. Only you can make these changes. You are not alone.
Interesting sound. I mean, I wouldn't say you're an excellent singer.
No.
But you have a very, very interesting sound. You sound like very relatable.
I get the idea across.
Yeah.
You know, that's
I mean,
the
you
kind
can hold, you can definitely carry a tune.
Yeah. You know, with a lot of tries.
I think you're a great musician. I think you're a great artist.
I sound so different than anything that's out there because it's just keyboards.
Yeah,
and
but
drum,
it's
that's
such
the
a
only
mixture
instrumentation.
Of stuff, though, man.
Well, I play two keyboards, so I can play two different sounds at once.
Mm.
Then I can switch them up very quickly. You sort of learn how to do that.
You're like the musical version of Gumbo. You're like a bunch of stuff in one. You're like your little,
gotcha.
A little Dylan-esque,
right.
A little Beatles,
yes.
A little Queen, a little Bowie.
Yes, I'm an amalgam. There's no doubt that I'm a mix of I've had over the years. That's
when
all of a sudden,
who makes music like that? That's just going to be like an earworm now in my head.
That's cool. That's definitely what I want to do. I want to plant an earworm in people's heads. A lot of people can't get a Pink Floyd song out of their head or something like that. So.
Podcasty, I'm going to give you homework. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to dramaticprog.com. That's D-R-A-M-A-T-I-C-P-R-O-G.com. You're going to go there. You're going to find out stuff about Michael Jerome. You're going to find, actually, there's a picture of me on there because I helped him produce this. And you'll also be able to sample a couple of tracks. You'll be able to buy the album if you want. And you can listen to a few podcasts that Michael and I did called the Dramatic Prague Cast. There's 5 episodes up there. One of them won an award, actually, episode 5, where we talk about Lisa the Saint, which is also another track on this album. It's a fantastic album. I love it. Now, Mike, we're changing gears again.
Okay.
Here's the million-dollar question. Describe your dream Trenton.
I don't know. It's sort of like the way it is now.
Okay, you're the third person now that said that. That's more and more people are saying that, and it's very, very cool.
Yeah, what do you want to change about it? Just, you know, I wish there were more clubs in the city that played live music.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, really.
Well, I could tell you 2 off the top of my head.
Okay.
Number 1, Candlelight Lounge on Passaic Street.
Oh, wow, they're still around.
World-renowned jazz musicians and blues. Bradley from Candlelight Lounge will be coming on the show soon. We were just there the other night.
Right, I forgot about that.
Fantastic.
That's been around since I was a kid.
There you go. And also Cooper's, formerly Kathmandu. They have live music all the time.
Oh, that's right by us.
Within walking distance from our houses.
I had no idea that there was live music going on there.
So that's good to know, right?
Right.
And I'm sure there are others that I'm not coming to mind right now, but those two, right off the top of my head, those two, especially Candlelight Lounge. I mean, let me just paint a picture real quick. We went on Saturday night. We went there at like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You walk in, $15 gets you in there to see great jazz and all you can eat food. Val, Bradley's wife, makes the food. And you can just keep going up until it's gone.
In other words, buffet style.
Yeah, yeah. So it's such a cool family. It's like everybody's family in there. Everybody, and I don't mean family biologically. I mean like, you know, you got whites, blacks, young, old, and everyone's just cool.
A diverse crowd.
Yeah, everyone's hugging each other. It's wonderful.
That's the meaning of diversity. There's not going to be diversity and non-prejudice in this country until everybody starts to interact with people who don't look like them.
There you go, man.
And that's the only way positive things are going to happen.
Absolutely.
Because once you get to know people, you realize how much you have in common with them instead of things that you don't agree on.
Absolutely. And you start developing compassion for one another.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
You start seeing why people act the way they do, why they act the way they don't do. I mean, whatever, why they should act, how they should act, whatever. So your big beef is we need more clubs with live music. That's a great beef to have, man.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
If you would talk to somebody outside of Trenton who listens to the news, they'd be like, oh, what about the crime? What about the police? You need more police on the... No. First of all, those people don't know what they're talking about.
No.
I've lived here 16 years. There are people who've been here their whole lives that know a lot more about Trenton than I do, or maybe will ever know. But I will tell you this. This city is a wonderful city. If you get into the heart of a Trentonian, you've got a friend for life.
When I was growing up, there used to be clubs in the suburbs in Hamilton Township and Ewing that had live bands, you know, Friday and Saturday, sometimes Wednesday, Friday and Saturday. There was a lot of bands in the area that would play at these places.
Yeah, and now, you know what? A lot more are starting up.
They switched to DJs. A lot of them.
Okay.
A lot of clubs switch to DJs.
Is that true?
Yeah, because they're cheaper and they can play a more diverse selection of music that appeals to a wider...
Well, I know Cooper's has DJs, but they also have live bands. We just saw the Nerds over there. They were great.
Okay.
They were a lot of fun.
A band called the Nerds?
The Nerds. They're great. 4 guys. They dress like nerds and they just do all great hits.
No kidding. A lot of fun. Like Cheap Trick used to.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my gosh.
The guy from Cheap Trick.
Like
he was
Cheap
very
Trick.
Ahead of his time.
That's
what
so
was his
funny.
Name?
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. The guy from Cheap Trick. Yeah. What was his name? Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
Rick Nielsen?
Was that it?
I don't know. One of the guys' name was Rick Nielsen.
That's
I think
funny.
It is Rick
wow.
Nielsen.
Cheap Trick.
He wore the dorky sweater and a bow tie.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He looked like Satch from the Bowery Boys.
That's hilarious.
You know, that's who he sort of patterned himself
after. That is good stuff. Oh, my gosh. But they do, you know, Soul Cruisers. They have bands all the time there. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And that being said, we are going to call this one to a close. Remember, check out Michael Jerome at DramaticProg.com. Anything else on your mind?
Actually, I want to thank Frank Sasso, not only for having me on, but for producing the record and for getting it out there to people who can download it if they desire. It was all Frank.
My pleasure, my man. Send us your emails. Send us questions. If you have any questions for Michael, just send them in to Trenton Waves. You can go to newpodcity@gmail.com. Just leave us a message there. You can go to trentonwaves.com, click on contact, and leave us a message there. Leave us a question, whatever. Any questions you have for Mike, we can answer them right there. We'll get the answer if we don't have them, and that's about it. So that will wrap up another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.